Happy Saturday, everyone. It's Answers for Elders Radio, and I am thrilled to have Mr. Jason Totito here again from AGP Wealth Advisors. Jason, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having us.
You know, I love our Saturdays together because you get all kinds of information that if I would have known when I knew and when I was faced with those situations, my life would have turned out a lot different. Jason, I'm glad you're going to talk about this topic today. As you know, I remember when my mom sold her house and she was moving into retirement living. All of a sudden, she had a wad of cash. Let's just say she had $400,000. I don't remember exactly what it was. But all of a sudden, you're faced with a situation where I'm going to have to be paying out for her, you know, $6,000-$7,000 a month for her living. How do I make those funds accessible to her, but also safe? I don't want to put it in a situation where, you know, I was concerned at the time, and thank God I didn't, because this was before the collapse of the stock market. I was nervous about putting her money in the stock market, but I didn't know, and I was concerned about going to a financial advisor that's their product. That's what they do. And so, you know, I'm so glad, number one, that your firm is not beholden to one solution, which is very unusual. And so, Jason, you know, fill me in about how you work with families like that are in my situation.
Sure. Great question. Again, as you mentioned, we're not, we have what's called an open architecture. So we have a wide range of solutions available to us. Think about it, use an analogy, think about it as a pharmacy. We have a tremendous amount of medication available to us to satisfy the needs of our clients.
Mm-hmm.
If you are diabetic,
right,
insulin and penicillin are both very good medications. But if you're diabetic, you should have insulin and not the penicillin.
Correct.
So having a trusted advisor who understands what ails you financially, what you need to accomplish financially, and then pulling from a wide solution set that allows us to specify exactly what you need and make recommendations without worrying about how much of one particular solution we have to offer.
Sure. And then obviously a lot of it has to do with, you know, their pension or their retirement benefits or the Social Security that comes into play. There's other assets such as their other stocks, bonds, situations like that. And then obviously it affects you as the family. Obviously, you know, you check into a retirement community and they want their money every month. So how, you know, what are the options for families like that? What can they do?
You touched on a couple of good things. It really depends on what resources, they have available to them.
Mm-hmm.
Give you an example. We have a large client base up in Southeast Alaska where they have not paid into the Social Security system.
Wow.
So what you have is a lot of clients who tend to have a large asset base,
mm-hmm.
some cases a couple million dollars or more, but they don't have any pension-like perpetual cash flow or income coming in for the rest of their life.
Right.
No Social Security, oftentimes no pension. So the solution we create for them is vastly different from someone who's worked here in America, say, for Boeing.
Sure.
That will get, I have some clients that worked at Boeing, they get $4,000 or $5,000 a month. In addition to Social Security of $3,300 or $3,500 a month.
Mm-hmm.
So now you've created $8,000 or $9,000 of fixed income coming in on a monthly basis they can't outlive.
Right.
Those two answers are vastly different.
Very different scenarios. I can see, too, that as the longer they live, there's obviously different options along the way where, for example, maybe they have certain amount of assets that are not, like you said, they're not getting pension like the Boeing person, but like up in Alaska, maybe they don't have assets worth $1 or $2 million. Maybe they've got assets of, you know, $500,000. That can run out. And obviously, to take a look at what those options are, I know there's things that we've talked about with what a spend down is, different things like that. As an adult child, obviously, on the spend down piece, that's a big factor. And also, it really affects you and how, you know, the money transfer happens between you and your parent, I'm sure, too. Is that correct?
Sure. You know, there's what's called a sustainable withdrawal rate on any portfolio. Mm-hmm. And depending on how you look at it academically, it can range anywhere between 3%, 4%, 5%, 6%. Mm-hmm. As you get above that to the higher end of that range, that's not sustainable.
Got it.
So when we look at it, we look at it comprehensively, and we really like to build each client relationship around a financial plan,
mm-hmm.
which is a deliverable, both a written deliverable, but also it's an ongoing dialogue mm-hmm. with our clients around what's changed in your life. So you have to talk about an asset base, whatever the size of it, the ability to create a comprehensive roadmap
sure.
for spending down is very, very valuable.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of talk now about the taxation of spend down and mm-hmm. what that looks like. IRA, 401k withdrawals are taxable. Should I convert it to a Roth? Do I need long-term care insurance? There's a lot of different pieces that a financial plan allows you really to look at holistically and create a roadmap that sets the expectations on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times you'll find people are spending a little bit too much. And at that point, you have to say, hey, well this is unsustainable.
Mm-hmm.
Conversely, you might have some people that are spending a little bit not enough. And you think, well, how could they be not spending enough? Depending on the size of the asset base, and people tend to be a little bit concerned, they might not be utilizing all the resources they have available
sure,
to them.
Sure. Or like my mom, she would she had a little bit of dementia, and she's on the buying stuff from catalogs every day. It's like we had to put a stop to that. We're talking to Jason Totito from AGP Wealth Advisors. And Jason, a little bit about your firm. You work with multi-generational families quite a bit then. And so you see this scenario happening. You know, how do we take care of mom or dad? There's a huge concern. But also, you know, as an adult child caring for your parent, there's a lot of issues that you're facing in that care. What are some of the scenarios that you see with families?
Well, I think not only do you see the adult children looking to provide for the parents,
mm-hmm.
but you have that parental need to take care of the children
mm-hmm.
and the grandchildren and balancing that.
Sure.
Particularly when you have enough resources, it really becomes a situation around optimization of that. If you make an assumption that, and in most cases, the families we work with are going to have sufficient assets that they're going to be able to take care of their needs.
Sure.
Then it's about what does the family really want to do
mm-hmm.
and what's the optimal way to accomplish that from a tax perspective particularly.
Sure.
Because the tax bill is the biggest bill mm-hmm. that any family or any of our listeners is going to pay over the balance of their life.
And obviously that changes dramatically. Let's say if mom gets Alzheimer's. Dad is still healthy. That affects the portfolio, I'm sure, in that scenario.
Well, I think that speaks to an earlier topic around the long-term care.
Right.
When you think about those types of things, they're realities in this world.
They are.
Statistically, a lot more people are going to be affected by those types of things than they have in the past. And proper planning towards those goals and towards that end is very valuable because mm-hmm. once you're diagnosed with something like that, it's hard to go back and create the type of protection
right.
that you need.
The latest statistics I've heard from one of our guests here in an earlier show, right now it's projected that one out of every three people will die from either Alzheimer's or dementia. That's overwhelming, staggering statistics, how it's on the rise. And really understanding that you know, you got a really strong possibility that's going to happen to your family in some way, whether it's a brother or a sister or it's a husband or it's yourself. And obviously to think about the long-term care piece and to look at that scenario. And then obviously, if you're an adult child of somebody that has Alzheimer's or dementia, that increases your risk as well.
Absolutely, because it's a hereditary thing.
Yeah.
I can't stress enough the idea that if you just focus on the cost piece of it, you're really leaving out
right.
what the family member needs.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the clients that we work with aren't experts in these areas.
And I did exactly what you're talking about. I thought, well, I don't want to spend very much money. I need to, you know, mom doesn't need that much care. Well, she really did need that much care. And what happened was she took a fall, which caused her to spiral into a lot of, you know, situations when you break a hip or a pelvis or something like that. And those are the kind of things that we all try to be, you know, good stewards with our parents and helping them. But like you said, that isn't necessarily the right thing to do. The right thing to do is to look to what's needed and then figure out the plan around that. Is that what you mean?
The best way to provide that stewardship is to really make it a point to focus on these things
mm-hmm.
while they still have the ability to make those decisions and while the cost-benefit analysis is still favorable. So putting that plan in place and putting those various pieces of the solution mm-hmm. in place, at least getting them out on the table. I can't tell you how many clients I have that don't have a proper estate plan in place.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Every year, every quarter they come in, year after year, and they say, well, we haven't gotten to our will yet.
Yeah.
And then as you think about it, the parents of these adult children need to get those things updated. So wealth, tax, and estate planning all in one place is what we provide,
mm-hmm.
and it's an invaluable resource. And when you look at the benefits of it, it far outweighs any cost.
Sure, sure. So, Jason, how do we reach you?
Our website is agpwealthadvisors.com. We can be reached anytime at 425-228-1000.
Jason, thank you so much again for being on the program.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.